Well, cooler temperatures today, but there'll be a wide range in actual readings from north to south. The metro area, you're generally looking at about the upper 60s for the north side versus the low 70s, maybe even some mid-70s for the south side. A wider range across the entire area from northern Baker and northern Nassau County near the Florida-Georgia border, where temperatures will be in the 60s today, versus the upper 70s to low 80s for parts of southern St. John's County, perhaps St. Augustine, but certainly Hastings and Crescent Beach seeing temperatures quite a bit warmer. So a nearly 20-degree temperature range over about a 50 to 60-mile area today. And with that, there'll be a good deal. Cloud cover will be quite breezy, especially at the beaches, and there'll be some drizzle and showers at times. It's not a washout today, but kind of a dreary day at times, and particularly cool near and north of Interstate 10, warmer in general to the south of Interstate 10. This is all ahead of the next main storm system and weather system that we've been talking about for days now that's finally going to deliver some true fall-like weather. Again, the chilliest air delayed about 24 to 36 hours from what I had, say, 5 or 6 days ago, but it's still moving in. This storm system evolves tonight and tomorrow pretty quickly and heads up the eastern seaboard as an area of low pressure. When that occurs, a band of heavy rain and perhaps even a few thunderstorms overnight tonight and some heavy rain. Good sleeping weather tonight as temperatures drop only into low 60s, and then tomorrow as that low pressure moves away, the rain will end as we go through the day, certainly by noontime, if not a little bit earlier, but the morning commute could be a little bit wet, damp at the very least. And on that backside of the storm system, cooler temperatures will be stuck in the 60s all day tomorrow. By the way, there will be ice and snow on the western fringes of this storm system for parts of the Tennessee Valley extending northeastward up through the Appalachians. Winter storm watches and warnings in effect from the western Carolinas all the way up eventually to parts of the northeast. So the first pretty significant winter storm for much of the eastern part of the country, and we'll get the benefit of the much cooler air on the backside. And while it will be much cooler by Friday into the weekend, we also at least get into some sunshine, a lot of sun for Friday and Saturday. Highs will only be in the 60s, barely cracking 60 on Friday, and nighttime lows that'll easily be the coldest of the season so far, dropping into the 30s inland, 40s closer to the coast, both Friday and particularly Saturday morning. Now, by Sunday, there will be a little bit more of an onshore wind out of the east, so that will cause a few clouds to move in at times. Could even be a stray coastal shower, but for more than anything else, with an onshore wind, it's a partly cloudy sky and temperatures that are a little bit milder in the lower 70s, but still certainly very comfortable, and that bodes well for the Jags game at home. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff on CBS 47. Action News Jacks was supposed to be a night game, but the Jags screwed that up, didn't they? And so we're looking at a 1 o'clock kickoff on Sunday now against the Steelers. Partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the upper 60s to low 70s, a little bit of a breeze out of the east. In the tropics, we continue to have a wave of low pressure and a tropical wave near Puerto Rico, producing some pockets and areas of heavy rain, but no real significant organization. Shear is having its way with this system so far. There still is some potential for long-term development, if not by the weekend, early and middle part of next week, but by then, the storm has turned sharply to the north and northeast. The cold front moving through the area over the next day or so will ensure that whatever this becomes or may not become, and if it becomes named, it would be Patty, by the way, it would be a turn toward the north and then a sharp turn to the east-northeast out over the middle of the Atlantic and far away from the local area. No local impacts, and certainly no impacts up and down the eastern seaboard. Always more, of course, in Talking the Tropics with Mike. I've also updated this morning the Burrish blog. Check it out, WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 of Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV. KV.